Shalom.
Allowed to be done with cheese. Then we spoke about Istu Shaila, about knocking down the door on Shabbos. Istu Shaila also. Now, if someone's stuck behind the door, so Lechayra, knocking down the door is so sad. That means when a person knocks out the door, it just doesn't knock the whole door down. He might break a little piece of the door. That means hopefully what will happen is the bit that goes into the latch, which goes into the door, when it closes, that will smash. But soisa is even a small part. There's no difference in soisa whether you break a whole big part or a small part. Every bit of it is soisa, and therefore that's also to do. So generally speaking, one can't break doors on Shabbos. That's not allowed. What you can do if someone gets stuck in the door is one is allowed to put a card in between the door, try to manoeuvre it that way. I must say, I've never got to the bottom of this. It's an interesting shayla. Someone had this many, a long time ago. I never got to the answer to this. If someone gets stuck in the toilet on Shabbos. So, let's say the light goes on or whatever, so he can't open the toilet door. The shayla is his wife or whoever it is going to panic, yeah? They're going to phone the police. They're going to there's going to be a load of chil Shabbos going to take place. Yeah, that's the situation. You can open a door. It's the mosher. A person could undo the toilet door and then call out from someone outside, "I'm stuck in it, can you help me open it up?" So the guy opens the door, the light goes on and goes off. That would be allowed to be done. But it's an interesting shayla, this, the mosher. You know it's going to be a tremendous chil Shabbos because of you being stuck in the toilet. Is that a heter for you to open the door?
Why should you call that
someone said, it could be.
Should
why?
Because
they're going to be doing the rices. Yeah, I don't want you to know what Issa you're doing. I mean, it's true, it's an interesting thing. And there's a whole lot of history that they're going to be doing, yeah?
Maybe,
first of all, it could be a danger. You're going to be using no.
If someone
doesn't
worry, if I think there's a constant possibility going on. Then I'm totally allowed to call the fire brigade.
It's not a
posture.
Someone's stuck
if
in the
toilet. If I think it's
the condom
posture.
Yeah,
Then if someone has moved with it and an hour later they haven't come out, I'm allowed to call the fire brigade to say there's something wrong with it. I'm allowed to, no problem. But then to smash the door because I like.
That's one stuff, yeah, it's true. You're doing that one. If you heard, you're right, but Pastor Shabbat is the chuyah, yeah? So the person who's doing Avad is allowed to do it, but it's the chuyah, doing a suri deraisa left, right, and center.
There's no issa deraisa in mokum of something.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's chutra, it's the chuyah, it's pushed off, you're allowed to.
Yeah,
I hear it. I hear your tongue, I hear it very well. I could well be. Lechoyah, the swara is, I must tell you, they're staying at home. Lamosh is going to be a terrible panic. You're going to waste up 100 people's time. You have a search party going out for you. I mean, it's an interesting swara, this. I don't know. I mean, remember, the wife doesn't know where the husband is. She doesn't know he's in the toilet, yeah? First of all, Tosfos says only when it's posh, Tosfos says. What's wrong with you saying? Tosfos
says only when you're not posh. He was posh, he was stuck in the toilet, didn't know the toilet with Alice.
There's no going there, was
she? She's not on the door.
There's no going in the tap, there's no going inside. She doesn't come in the toilet. It's a Jewish toilet, it doesn't come in.
You should call
that
father.
You've got a phone, my she?
Oh,
all right, well, it's easy. Here, it should never happen. Well, basically, they say a story with one of the Gedolim stuck staying there on Shabbos. But it's an interesting thing. I mean, I don't know what Chil Shabbos was called. You're saying Chil Shabbos is allowed. Could be. Possible, I hear. Okay, let's move on to today's topic. Very interesting topic today. Who is interesting topic? That is, what's this got to do with boiling and soy, you can ask me. Can I put the mosh? Let's say I've got a leaking radiator. The mosh, the water's coming out. Someone had this actually not so long ago. The water's coming out. And he wants to put, let's say it's not bucketing out, otherwise your mum's got a problem. There's drips coming out. What?
Put a bowl underneath.
Oh, you want to put a bowl underneath. Otherwise it's dripping out. And you want to put a bowl underneath, otherwise the club's going to get ruined.
Come anywhere. Can you anywhere?
Anywhere.
Are you allowed to do that in the back and have with the radiator?
Oh, Moshi, don't run away. Stay here at the end of the show, okay?
Okay.
Moshi, stay here till the end. So now the question is, can you do that on channel? What's the problem? First of all, I think the big question is, what's that going to do with, how has that come to boiling and soy sauce?
Accumulated water.
What has that got to do with boiling and soy sauce?
Micropatish.
What's that going to do with micropatish? What's it going to do then?
There's an interesting halacha, actually.
In the race, some hay, seed gimel. Interesting halacha. The Muhammad, the halacha is like this. Race, some hay, seed gimel. Ain nice thing keli b'shabbos tachas haner. Person mustn't put a keli under a candle. The kabbal shiver and loser. The person's got a candle, not a candle, an oil container burning. He's got a leak. He's got a little hole in the oil container. And what happens is it's dripping onto the table, onto the carpet. So he wants to put a keli underneath that oil for the oil to drip in.
Oh.
Mechabes is ein neist. Mechab again, ein neist in keili b'shabes takas amel kabel shemar neist.
Nay, because shehu mevach keili mechalei.
That keili, when I put this keili under my leak over here, I put it over here, and the things drop in. Can I move that keili afterwards?
Yeah.
No. How was she? How can I move it? It's got a muksa inside there. That oil is muksa. The oil that was set aside to burn is muksa. When the oil drops into this keli at the bottom, this keli now becomes stuck in its place. I can't move it. I've made the keli not be able to be used now on Shabbos. I've stopped it being used.
Not even so good for Mekoyim Gornish.
Muksa. Oil is muksa mahas gufoy. So even a gufoy Mekoyim, let's get this key a minute. So even a gufoy Mekoyim is allowed only for case battle listen. That means a person's got a mottle, a hammer, and he wants to crack a nut. Which is, or a coconut, this is more practical. It's crack a nut with a hammer, you've got a mushroom, a nut left. But let's say he wants to crack a coconut. That is a case that later. The keli is normally used for this room.
Use
a building.
What? That keli to store
something in it. A keli normally, a hammer, which is used to crack, which is used for building, is a case that later. If you want to use it for a permitted purpose, to serve a gufoy, to crack a nut, that is allowed. When you've got oil, which is set aside for burning, that is moksamahas gufoy. That is a very severe type of moksa. If that goes into a keli, wherever it falls into, has the same state as itself. And therefore, it becomes moksa mahas gufoy. That keli now becomes also to move on Shabbos.
What does he say?
So if oil drops into, if you've got oil burning, and you've got a little leak in the oil, so oil's dripping out, and you put this underneath it to catch the oil, then this keli now becomes non-movable on Shabbos. Because since it's got inside... Sorry, Rishi?
So ladies and men, if that oil
in
that candle, would a lady be allowed to move
it,
or
can a man use it? No, in this rule,
no difference.
So what's going to happen over here? This keli now becomes offer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Moedi is asked, so what? So what's the case? The Mishnah Berurah says, because of this Issa, you've done like an act of soisa. You've ruined the keli from moving it. It's like you've broken the keli. The keli beforehand could be moved around. And now, by the oil going in, it's like, Mr. Bruce Loshen is, now, the ash of oyster with tilt to a mountain with a shepherd. Oh, nothing. But they said, don't make it use soisa keli mashab. You've ruined the keli.
Yo.
Because you've stopped the keli being used. That's one shot. What I'm showing you is it's doima to soisa. Not mana soisa. It's doima to soisa. It's not mana soisa. It's doima to soisa. That's one shot. Another shot is that it's doima to boina. Because now, when this goes on the floor and I have to leave it there, it's like I've joined something to the floor. The chiddush. So it's either boina or soisa. Now I've answered one of my questions. How did this come in this malacha here? Very good. Who would have thought of it? But the maestro, that's halacha. So a person mustn't be mevatel keli mechana. I think also.
Hold it.
Very good. Good question. So yeah. Now. My friend, would you kick, if you got water in your keli and your lovely carpet, would you kick the keli? Okay, we're coming for what you're saying. You're saying good stories. What did you say? Someone asked a question before.
He's saying inside, I want to use the keli, and that's why I empty out.
No, but what did you say?
I'm empty out the water.
You asked about the water one moment. But let's talk about first water. Let's talk about the halacha. You must realize, he's quite right what he said. It's a good point. You must realize that we're talking about over here that the oil is mostly mahalas gufoy. The oil is useless. Hold on, Rishi. The oil is useless. If someone has got, for example, a leak of water from his radiator, is that water useless?
No.
Now there is much better. That water inside there is not useless. I could wash my hands in there. The only shad I had, and it's a rotom I'm wrong, is it noilad on that water? One is two things. You're right. Baruch Hashem, I've not had a leaking razor for a long time. But apparently it depends. Sometimes, it depends how old the system could be. Sometimes the water that comes out of the heating system is very, very dirty. If that's true, that water's not usable. If that's true, the water's moksa. In that case, I'm right when I said it's similar to the oil case.
Well, in a case where
but in a case of where the water is usable, it's clean water. So I might not drink it, it's true, but I don't need to be able to drink the water to be able to make it to not also. As long as I can wash my hands in it, for example, then the chayra. So it depends. It depends what how clean the water is. What, Moshe?
Can anyone ask
to go up
on the roof and
clean the water? No, you must not go on the roof. Shabbos should go on the roof. Dangerous, Moshe. Even during the week, don't go up. Get someone else to go up for you instead, okay?
A goy
to go up with you. So again, nochabot, it depends how the water is. That's much what it depends on. If the water is usable, it's not moksa.
Why not? In Matthew, before Shabbos, it's in your central...
Oh, so that's why I said the Rolam. I said it was in your water system beforehand. So that I didn't answer. I thought Rashad noticed this, and knew Matthias this, but he said, Rabat is moving around the whole time. Moksa is only when it's static, when it stays in one place. It's a chiddush, actually, I must tell you, I thought it was a chiddush.
What?
Yeah. And I had the chiddush, and I know you never expect this water to come out.
Oh, sheep.
It's like an egg being laid on Shabbos, I would have thought, really, as similar to that. I mean, it's not expected to come out. The water's there, it's true, it's better, the water's there, but you don't expect it to come out. My Lord said, and you can't bring it, you can't get it out. And I said, since the water's moving around the whole time, it's not cold, it's not attached to anything, it's not like a new Matthias, and therefore that's okay. But, my friends, I haven't got one of these in my house. In my house, houses, not houses, house. But it's interesting, if someone's got an air conditioning machine, now, I don't know how this works, but this is an interesting shyly. I don't know how much exchange this thing works, but in an air conditioning machine, very often water drops out of the air conditioning machine. Now, that water is very clear water. So, can you put a keli under there, my friends? No. That water there is moilat. That water was never there before. In my heating system, my water is there the whole time. The water that goes round there the whole time is no problem with noilat there. That means there's two sorts of noilat. One sort of noilat is called noilat gomo. That's a very strict noilat. That's an egg. An egg that's laid. It's like something that was never there beforehand, and all of a sudden it's laid on Shabbos. It was came from Yontov to Shabbos. It was prepared beforehand. That's mamish noilat gomo. Hold it. You've got another sort of noilat, which is much better. It's also noilat. That is lemoshel, let's say some food, which was edible for a person to eat. But for some reason, on Shabbos of Yontov, it went off, and it's only edible for an animal. It's changed. It's a new sort of Messias. That, believe it or not, a second noilat is much more lenient. That we allow on Shabbos, we don't allow on Yontov. It's more strict Yontov than Shabbos, actually, at that point. The first sort of noilat is a new creation. That noilat is very strict. That's also on Shabbos and Yontov. A water system, condenser, what's it called? The water that comes out of your... The water that comes out of your air conditioning is a new sort of water. That was never there before Shabbos. I don't know how it works. Does anyone know how it works? Any idea how it works?
Condensers from the air.
From the air. So it's a new material. It was never there before. And yes, much a new material.
The water was in the air.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you couldn't see it.
It's no... It's no...
It's not in the clouds, like the Gemara says. The water's in the clouds, really.
The clouds is in the air.
It's the Gemara calls rain. Now, I hear it. Now, I can't argue with the Gemara.
Air.
Yeah, it's a good touch. I can't argue. The Gemara says rain and snow. Snow is a bit of a shadow. Rain is in the oven already. What that means, I can't tell you. This is not in it's exactly not called in the clouds. No, it's not called in the clouds. First of all, if you don't put the air conditioning on, it won't come down. If you don't put the air conditioning on, there's nothing's going to come.
The cold and the warm front don't heat, so the rain won't fall.
The Gemara calls that's a chiddush, really. That's, you're pushing it. Even in the clouds, the chiddush. That's not called noilat. And Ramosha says snow is called noilat. That's much further removed.
He said Shabbos morning, it starts raining and pouring in. That's okay to put it in.
Yeah. The rain there is not noilat. So if it rains on Shabbos morning, you want to put a bucket out to clear all the water. Okay. That's mutter. But you've got to leak through your roof. That's not noilat. But here, in your air conditioning system, the water that comes in there is the chayra, as we're learning now, is a problem to put your keli underneath that. That's
the only case where you're saying that's noilat.
What?
The only case of leaking would be an air conditioner.
No, because I tell you, in a radiator, again, if the water's not edible, if the water's not usable...
How do you see it being black before you put the bowl there? If you see the water coming out, you won't see black water coming out.
Yeah, why not?
Would you?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay. If you don't know, you've got something.
Oh, there, then you see it.
Oh, probably you can see it. Then you made your carpet dirty. You've got black marks on your carpet.
You see it, it's stuck.
Yeah, that's worse.
Want to gather the water to prevent people from slipping.
Put paper down. Put paper to support
So could you do a hindsight then? I think not.
That's what I play rock in the club. You can't stop a thing, isn't that?
Can I do a hindsight then? Knock a ball, kick a ball there?
No, no, but someone takes a caney and he knocks it, puts it down with a shiver, it doesn't make a difference. The Maisa, you stop this caney being used on Shabbos. Before you put it down, I can move this caney freely. Now I kick it with my foot there, I put it there, I can't use it anymore. I've done bittle caney mechono, either boina or soysa, similar to one of those two. Awesome. I can't do it on Shabbos.
Can you put in there?
I'm coming to all their team, 1 minute. I'm coming to all their team. They know their team already. So the viler to put, just to recap what I just said. Put a bowl under a leaky radiator, it depends. Not number 1 minute. Rabbi side, to put a bowl under a leaky radiator, it depends. If the water is not usable, it's muksa, and I can't be about keli mechonei. If the water is usable, I mean, it doesn't have to be drinkable water. If the water is, I can wash my hands in it, I can wash something with a dirty shoe, I can wash something with it, then that water is usable, that is not muksa. If an air conditioning system has leaking water, that's much stricter. The air conditioning system is noila. That water that comes about in Shabbos is a new metzias. That water, even though it's perfectly clear and it's drinkable even, it's muksa because it's a new creation that came about on Shabbos. To put a cake underneath there is awesome to do on Shabbos. Okay, boys. Player!
Come on, the shoe. Mario?